His hand moved deftly, methodically, steadily, but oh so laboriously. The speaker talked on faster and faster, or so it seemed, as I watched the painstaking process going on beside me. The noise, a very intent, alive, searching young man taking notes on a speech. With the pencil? No. It was Braille. As much as I tried to listen to the speaker, I simply couldn't detach myself from the unbelievably miraculous tap-tapping going on beside me. The speaker had so many important things to say, but again and again, my attention, my eyes, my ears, drifted to the next seat and what was taking place there. He's blind. He can't see. What a tragedy. But wait a minute. See how intently he listens and seems to soak in every word so deeply. He was blind. But still, he heard. And he heard in a way that I find it impossible sometimes to hear. And I guess he saw, perhaps, in a way that I'd like to see. The speech ended. People were smiling and contemplative. Many good and true things had been said. Everyone was uplifted. The tap-tapping had stopped. I sneaked a quick last look at the one beside me, and I saw a quiet, calm smile on his lips. He too had listened, and he too had heard. But he didn't know that in his listening and hearing and tapping he had talked so loudly and yet so quietly to one beside him he had never seen. The blind leading the blind. Now, I've always heard it's impossible, that it's foolish, but maybe, just maybe, that night it became true in a different sense. The blind did lead the blind. He reached through his darkness and touched me with light. He couldn't see, but he helped me to see more clearly than I'd seen in a long time. Hello, I'm Landon Saunders, and what I've just read was sent to me by a good friend, and I've shared it with you because I think it says something important, and that is that life and reality and meaning are all more than meets the eye. You and I see our neighbor next door. We would recognize him in a crowd, but the question is, do we really see him? We see hundreds of people passing us on the streets. We see their clothes, shoes, hats, colors, the cars they drive, but isn't there much more to all those people than what my optic nerves can relay to my brain? Helen Keller was once asked, "Is there anything worse than being blind?" And her reply was, "Yes, it's having eyes and not being able to see." In her darkness, she recognized that so many of us are able to see the heights and depths and widths of the physical world without seeing the meaning behind all those objects. In our world so dominated by scientific technology, we can describe nature and the physical world in amazing detail. We can tell you what it looks like, what it's made of, what its weight and density is. But the plight of modern man is that we no longer know what any of it really means. That if your perception of life is wrong, if you miss the meaning and reason for it, then what difference does it make how many sights you see, or for that matter, how many sounds you hear or sensations you experience? We see something, but we don't see enough. We don't see clearly, and our lives often reflect our lack of vision. Maybe you've been seeing all these years, and yet could it be that the eyes of your heart still don't see? I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat.